Okay, if you've got a Bible with you or your device, you're going to need to turn to the book of Philemon. We started last week looking at this book, a letter written from Paul to his friend Philemon. And the local church kind of get to listen and read over Philemon's shoulder what Paul has written to him. We find that in that letter, Paul is asking Philemon if he would forgive one of his slaves who has happened to run away. Each of the weeks that we're looking at this letter, I'm going to read the whole letter to give us a flavor of it, but also so that we get to know God's word better. Imagine, you know, one book of the Bible. We're going to read a whole book of the Bible now, and it's just one page. It's great. Come on, let me read. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Aphaia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is none other than Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I'm in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He's very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he's done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back. Not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I ask. And one more thing. Prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Let me pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask that your word would be effective in deepening our understanding of every good thing we have as believers in the Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Yeah, come here. That's okay. Sorry. Let me tell you some of the things that have been said to me as a pastor of local churches in the past kind of 10 years. I think I don't think you'll enjoy them. Doogie, here's one. Here's a good one. Doogie, because of your accent, I can't understand a word you're saying when you're preaching. Doogie, you're a bigot. Doogie, you're a homophobe. Doogie, why do you hate women? Oh, Doogie, I hope you never have another decent night's sleep in your life. Doogie, you're in league with the devil. Doogie, I don't want you to be our pastor. Now, I have to say, there's been a lot of nice things said as well over the past 10 or 11 years. But those things were said to me by people who were Christians. I suspect if you've been a Christian for any length of time, part of a local church, any length of time, there will have been people who said and done things, whether meant or by accident, that's made you feel pretty rotten. If you're new to a local church family like ours, or if you're new to Christianity, to following the Lord Jesus, and you've not experienced that yet, just give it a bit of time. How are we to respond? What is it that we as Christians are to be known for? Well, when Paul writes to Philemon, and he gives thanks to God for him in his prayers, look what he says in verse 4. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. Faith in the Lord Jesus, love for God's holy people. That's what Philemon is known for. What is faith? Well, it's taking your stand on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not blindly accepting some fairy story. It's examining what the apostles have recorded for us about the Lord Jesus, about the fact that he's God become man, that he's come to rescue us from our sins by dying in our place on the cross. It's about the Lord Jesus giving us the relationship with God that we need now and for eternity. Philemon had heard and obeyed the call from the Lord Jesus to come follow him. He'd taken his stand on the Lord Jesus. He had given the keys of his life to the Lord Jesus. He was someone who had faith in the Lord Jesus, trusting that the Lord Jesus would lead and guide him throughout his life. With faith in the Lord Jesus always comes something else, a love for God's holy people. A love for other Christians. The two go together. You can't have one without the other. Faith in the Lord Jesus always comes with a love for his people. And that is most clearly seen, I think, in being part of a local church family made up of others who have faith in the Lord Jesus but are not like us, maybe very different from us, and who will say and do things that may really upset you. How are we going to respond? Will we love and forgive them again and again as the Lord Jesus forgives us? I learned something this week. Here's a fiver. It's real. Okay, I'll leave the Scottish jokes till later, okay? But it's real. I learned something. You know how there's like holograms and stuff on the new notes? Well, the one down the bottom there, it says 5. And then when you twist it a little bit, it says pounds, depending on the way the light's shining on it. When Paul thought of Philemon, he gave thanks to God because it was an authentic mark of Christianity on Philemon's life. Faith in the Lord Jesus, love for God's holy people. Philemon was someone who had the authentic hologram stamped on him. That should be true for us as well. Now, the difficulty for Philemon was going to be, what was he going to do with this slave who'd turned up at his door, who'd run away, maybe next stuff, we're not quite sure, but someone who'd hurt him. Would his faith in the Lord Jesus and his love for God's holy people stretch that far? even to the kind of person who'd done that to him? What about the people who have said things and done things in churches in the past to you? Will your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love for his people push you and stretch you to forgive them? You know, I know this kind of forgiveness is not normal. It's out of the ordinary forgiveness. It is supernatural love and forgiveness. That's the kind of forgiveness that Philemon needs to show. And that's exactly why it comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got to give it to us. He's got to help us with it. It's one of the reasons that he went to the cross and died for us. On my own, I do not want to forgive people like that. When someone says to me, Doogie, you're in league with the devil, I want to say, okay, let's go outside and let me prove it to you. That's a fight, by the way. But the Lord Jesus changes us. He forgave my sinful actions at the cross, my hurtful actions to others, the times where I've said things purposely and accidentally that have caused offense. And through faith in the Lord Jesus, instead of us being violent or wanting to snap back, he gives us gentleness and peace and patience and forgiveness and love to show others. These are things that will set us apart as Christians, make no doubt about it. These are things that are going to be attractive to our friends who are not Christians. It's going to be different. It's going to stand out. Philemon's hologram, the authentic stamps, seem to have been strong to Paul, stood out. How is our faith in the Lord Jesus and our love for God's holy people this morning? What I want to do is just show you three ways or three areas that Philemon's hologram stood out. Number one, the authentic hologram was seen at home. Look again at verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Now, it's clear that as Paul writes this, he's writing to a good friend, a beloved friend. But why mention Apphia and Archippus? Well, I had to look this up this week. It seems like they're all related. Now, the people who write books about these things, it looks that Apphia may have been Philemon's wife, and Archippus was their son. Now, we don't know that. It could equally have been that Apphia was their mum, and the two of them were brothers, or they were all, you know, brothers. And so, but you get the idea. It seems like they're related. But what really stands out is the way that Paul refers to them. Philemon is a fellow worker, someone engaged in telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Apphia is a sister, a fellow believer in God's family. Archippus he calls a fellow soldier, someone else part of that army of people belonging to the Lord Jesus, trying to advance his cause. Paul is writing to teammates here, other Christians, God's holy people. But this is a family that has been transformed by faith in the Lord Jesus. This is a home where worshiping Jesus, that stands out. That is known by others. The news of that has reached Paul in jail. Does our faith in the Lord Jesus and our love for God's holy people stand out in our homes? Does our hologram stand out in our homes? I have to be careful here. I've only ever lived in Christian homes. When I go home from church today, I'm not going back to an unbelieving husband or you know, someone who you know, doesn't like me going to church or whatever it is. Parents who are hostile to the gospel. But if we are going back today to that, the negative comments, people trying to get a rise out of us, what an impact can be made as we meet hostility actually with love and forgiveness. If we're the only Christian at home or at school or at work or wherever it is, it may not feel like it. But what a great opportunity we have every day to show the gentle, loving kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That may not feel like an opportunity, a great opportunity to you right now. But let me assure you, it is. You see, as I live in a Christian home, I've got to go out and find people, non-Christians, to speak to and show that love to. Some of you are going home to that right now. Or face it tomorrow. Jesus would love to transform your home and your family. One of the reasons he's put you there is to show that love and forgiveness day in, day out. What if we are all Christians at home? Well, the hologram still supposed to stand out. Now, young people, if we say that we are Christians, how does the way that we act and react and speak to our parents differ from our friends who are not Christians? Or is it just the same? Or maybe even worse? Maybe you're single, you live with other people. Are you showing care and concern for the people that you live with? Grown-ups, is our faith in the Lord Jesus, our love for God's people, is that seen in the lives of our families? Do we pray with our young people and speak to them about the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we show them the importance of church over, I don't know, clubs that they might belong to? Something else about this household. The church met in their home. Did you see that in verse 2? The church that meets in your home. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone has to have a church meeting in their home. We assume it was at Philemon's house, probably because he had the biggest house. That's the reason the church met there. But because of his faith in the Lord Jesus and his love for God's holy people, he opened his home and used the good things that God has given to show that love to others, to other Christians. It's always worth asking, what has God given me, us, our local church, that we might show that we've got faith in the Lord Jesus and love for his holy people? The Lord Jesus is really generous. He wants us to show that same generosity. I don't know what kind of home that you aspire to or what kind of home that you would like to have. Do you know, our homes primarily are not to be marked by IKEA furniture. And I've got nothing against IKEA furniture. But much more important than a big house or a good school area is that our homes as Christians are marked by faith in the Lord Jesus and love for God's holy people. Here's the second thing. The authentic hologram means that we will refresh other Christians. Look at verse 7, what Paul says. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Anyone remember where Paul was at this moment in time? See if anyone's alive still. He's in prison. Great. Excellent. A few people are still with us. Great. It's always encouraging. I find it interesting how Paul prays. You know, he doesn't pray, pray for my release, or pray that the food here in prison gets better. And he doesn't pray that someone will put a hacksaw in a cake so that I can saw through the bars. He says, I pray and give thanks because of your faith in the Lord Jesus, your love for God's holy people, and you refresh the hearts of God's holy people. That's what brings him encouragement when he's in prison. Now, I looked up the words, refresh the hearts of the Lord's people. Sometimes when you start to look these things up, you get cross-references with other bits of the Bible. Let me tell you where the similar words are used. When the Lord Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Philemon is giving joy and rest to the hearts of the Lord's people. He's been a refresher. My brother and his family were on holiday this week in an island called Arran in the west of Scotland. There's a big mountain on Arran, well, there's a few, but there's a particular mountain on Arran. And my brother and his oldest lad decided to climb it this week. It was a hot day. They sent me a picture from the top. My brother was drenched in sweat, like me, but times that by 10, okay? It looks as if someone had, at the top, chucked a bucket of water over him. He looked like he needed oxygen, and it's not that high. My nephew looked as if he was going to Fuzz Farm Wetlands on a Sunday afternoon for a gentle stroll. Not a hair out of place. You know, it looked as if he could go up and down and up and down again all day and never tired out. One thing caught my eye. My nephew was carrying the rucksack. That made me smile because when I used to go hill walking with my brother, when we got to a steep bit, he would take off the bag and say, "It's your turn." When climbing hills, it's good to have the bag off your back for a while. It's refreshing. And that's the idea of what Philemon was doing for the Lord's people. He was helping to carry the bag for a bit. If I was to go around the room, there'd be loads of stuff weighing people down at the moment. Jobs, relationships, sickness, work, tiredness, parenting, the future, sins that people are struggling with. Loads of things can make life heavy, and we can't just abracadabra them away. What we can do is help carry the bag for each other. We don't know how Philemon did it. It might have been kind words or praying for people. It may have been reminding people of the love that the Lord Jesus had for them. Maybe it was practical help, giving them a bit of money or some food or a bed for a couple of nights. But in all these ways and more, Philemon refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Hurting people loved to spend time with the Lord Jesus. He cared for them and healed them. Now, supremely, how he helped them was to forgive their sins at the cross. But again and again through the Gospels, hurting people go to the Lord Jesus and find rest for their souls. I can't give you an exact way to do this, but I know when I've been with a refreshing guy or woman like Philemon, when I've been in their presence and you just want to be with them, and it's good to have been with them, you feel refreshed, they've helped carry the bag for a bit. I want to be a refresher to people. I hope you do as well. We should be for each other. If we've got the authentic stamp on us, the hologram, faith in the Lord Jesus, love for God's holy people, we're supposed to help carry each other's bag for a bit. Maybe a good place to start is at coffee time asking, "How can I help carry the bag today?" And take it from there. Authentic hologram, we've seen at home, it was in Philemon's life, means we'll refresh other Christians. Last thing, the authentic hologram should be getting clearer and clearer on us. Let me read verse 6. "I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ." Now, it's a tricky verse that when you stop and examine it and you've got to think, well, what's going on? What is it that Paul wants here for Philemon? He wants him to have a deeper understanding of his faith in the Lord Jesus and love for God's holy people. He wants that Philemon knows more and more what that's like. In this letter, how's that going to happen for Philemon? Well, it happens as Onesimus turns up and he's got to forgive him. That's how in this letter Philemon is going to know better his faith in the Lord Jesus and his love for God's holy people. heard it put like this week. If you play games on your phone, often if you do, often the game will start out easy, won't it? It starts out easy. And you think, I'm brilliant at this game. Easy, you know. But then as you go through, it gets a bit harder. Or you might decide that the game's too easy. So you put it up a few levels. The difficulty is not easy. You put it to hard. Or you might play against better players. And after you've been thumped 10-0 or whatever it is that you play, you realize, I'm not very good. So you keep playing against better players. And you keep challenging yourself. And eventually you get better at the game. How do we get to know the Lord Jesus better? How will we get a deeper understanding of it? A deeper understanding of the love for God's holy people? As we love and forgive Christians who say things to us like, Doogie, you're in league with the devil. People who have hurt us, whether they meant it or not, we'll get a deeper understanding of the love that the Lord Jesus has for us as we are pushed and stretched to love people who have hurt us. That Paul would say, welcome that person as you would welcome me. Shows us a little bit of how the Lord Jesus forgives us and our treatment of him every single day. If you're a Christian, how is your authentic hologram today? How's your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for his people? Is your understanding of those things deepening and being strengthened? I hope so. Me too. And if you're not a Christian, you need that hologram stamped on you this morning. And it gets stamped on you as you ask the Lord Jesus to show you love and forgiveness and mercy for your sins. And he'll do that. It's why he went to the cross. And as you take your stand on him by faith, you don't need to be scared of the future or the punishment of hell, because his people will know only eternal life. He'll forgive you, he'll change you, and he will refresh your heart today. And then he'll call you to what we see here in Philemon's life, to be someone whose faith in the Lord Jesus and love for his people is known and will grow, and he wants you to know that more and more, and he'll help you refresh the hearts of the Lord's people. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, thank you that you are the forgiving God, that you love us, that you care for us. That your grace to us is inexhaustible. It does not run out. Father, help us to learn that kind of love and forgiveness to others, maybe those who have really hurt us. Would we love your holy people? Even just now, this morning, there may be someone who comes to our minds. Help us to forgive. And Father, as we go outside later on and have coffee, help us to refresh one another and help carry each other's bags. Because as we do that, we learn more of your goodness in our lives. We give thanks for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.